All right, we're talking about Chicago heroes in this hour. You know, every day is Friday this week on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sister Mary Jo is joining us, and I think it's safe to say that Sister Mary Jo has the entire Chicago area, if not the entire Midwest, if not the nation, rooting for her to win the ESPY tonight for a greatest viral moment. She is a nun at Marian Catholic. And I was reading this story, Mary Jo, about your workout routine.
It started
when you were 10 or something, right? Didn't you? You started like running across some sort of field in Minnesota, and now it's like I got tired reading it.
Oh, come on.
See, that's what she'd say to one of her kids right now. One of the students. Oh, come on!
You are a full blown.
As the youngest of 10, that was my mother. Come on, you kids, let's go. Change your attitude. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You have gone full blown celebrity here. Have you enjoyed all the attention you've gotten since last August when you threw that heater?
I'll be honest with you. I've just been taking everything in stride and really, really wanting to be open-handed to receive and also to give back. It's been a complete blessing. It really has. I couldn't have anticipated this at all. But, you know, the ceiling, there is no ceiling with God. So it's imaginable and even beyond. So it's been great.
When did you find out you were up for this award, which is the best viral moment at the ESPYs tonight?
June 19th, I received an email from ESPN notifying me of my nomination.
Wow,
that's how I found out. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the bicep pump. Could we talk about that? Because you also did your pitch before leaving the school.
So
where,
cool.
Where did you get
so
that flare?
Cool.
Yeah. When did that start?
And I can't tell you that either because I feel like I've just always been doing that since I was a kid. We played outside all the time. I grew up in central Minnesota, so in the wintertime, we were throwing snowballs. In the summertime, we were throwing acorns. We were it was all the time just kind of messing around in the alley, playing basketball across the sand lot, playing baseball. We were just always kind of goofing around, and I picked it up somewhere. Although I do have a brother who wants to take credit for having taught me that, but I don't think that's true. I can't remember.
I see. Now, that I like that. Because one of two things is true about what she just did. Either she's mad at her brother still for something from a long time ago and refuses to give him credit, or it's like, I don't remember. I've been doing my whole life. I was 4 when I started doing this.
Right. Yeah. But either way, you went on to play in college, right?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Yeah. I wasn't going to go to school unless I could play sport. So when I found out that, I could go to junior college, I could play volleyball, basketball, and softball, and then I just continued to do that. And, you know, sports is just a great way to learn other skills and prepare for life, really. It's a character builder. And so it's always served me well, and it continues to serve me in my religious life and community life. And hopefully I'm passing some of those lessons on to the students I teach, too.
I just, that moment when, you know, we're radio, so we can't really, you know, play this for you so you can see it. But if you have not seen this moment, you've got to definitely check it out.
And Sister vote
Mary
for
Jo.
It.
Yeah,
and Sister
vote, right.
Mary Jo. You can vote all the way up to the start of the show,
right,
which is 7 tonight. So get online and start voting.
Because it is,
it is
wild. Because not only do you get up, you kind of run up there in your habit, right? And you got the whole thing going,
uh-huh,
and then you do you bounce the baseball off your bicep, you catch it, my favorite part of this is you actually approach the mound. You like walk around the mound like you're one of those guys that's supposed to be eating innings, you know, late in the game. So that just takes some time. You kind of come up and you get on the rubber and then boom, you throw this perfect, not only a perfect strike, it had movement, which is the craziest thing. It was mm-hmm, actually crossing the plate, going down and away.
Had
to
some
a
life to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, who is this?
I'm gonna act. Everybody thinks I did that on purpose, so I'm just gonna act like I did.
Okay.
But I honestly, I just wanted to have enough arm strength to get it over the plate, and I did the bicep bump to give myself some momentum, and to take my mind off it. Because if you're aiming something, you're not, you know, the odds are you're not going to get it. I didn't want to overthink it, so that's why I had to take my mind off it and just you know, I played shortstop and center field, and so you get the ball, and then you just rifle it to your target. So that's what I did. I caught it, did the bicep bump, took my eye off the glove, and then turned around and fired it over there.
Ro, Lauren, and I like to go to quite a bit of White Sox games throughout the season, and they have a radar gun down the left field line.
Okay.
I kind of embarrassed myself earlier in the season. I didn't put up a number I thought I was going to put up. How fast do you think you can throw? What kind of number are we looking at if we got a gun out there?
I'm sure I can throw at least 50.
Wow.
At least.
Oh.
But when I was younger, I was in junior high, I was throwing like 78. I remember going to one of those guns at a fair, a county fair, and you could win one of those plastic baseball caps if you could say your number and then do it. And I think I said something like 76 or 78. And I did. That's you got to remember, I was playing ball all the time when I was a kid. So all we ever did.
Well, you got the good arm whip, too. You know what I liked about it is, you know, her elbow passed first, and then, you know, she came across.
Great form.
Yeah, it was really, really well done. All right. Well, now, this is just so people understand, you can vote. You can go to ESPN.com, I would imagine. There's ESPYs voting, on the splash page there, on the opening page. Mm-hmm. But the question I had, because we were talking about you today on Windy City Live as well, are you... is this going to be on TV, this part?
No. Unfortunately, in the nomination that they sent to me, they say this part is not televised. So you know how, like, when you watch the Oscars and they say, earlier this evening, the awards for whatever we're giving out. So I'm not sure when these will be announced at all. I don't have any idea. So we'll just wait and see.
Well, you can tweet it out, though, I'd imagine, right? I mean, you can...
Yes, I think... You know, Dan will probably do something with that.
Okay, from Marian Catholic.
Notify somebody. You're right, from Marian Catholic.
How much are you?
She's got a minder from Marian Catholic.
She's got people now.
Is he the athletic director? Who is he, Dan?
No, he's the vice president of advancement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He is a rabid White Sox fan. So he was determined to convert me because I'm originally from Minnesota, you know. So Bamba Soda is like playing some really good ball these days. And Polanco did well in the...
What are you doing?
Got a hit and had an RBI. I'm just saying. That's my
native. Don't troll.
But I love the White Sox now, though, too. He did convert me, so...
Sister, do not troll the White Sox.
Well, either way, as a big sports fan, what are you looking forward to most tonight?
You know, all of it. I'm just really open to all of it. Yesterday afternoon, we saw Jim Calhoun, who's going to be given the Best Coach Award. Rob Mendez, a young man who was born without arms and legs, is going to receive the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. He's a junior high football coach here in California. And I've seen him. I haven't approached him yet to introduce myself. I would like to meet him. He's very inspiring. And just everybody, you know, just all of it, just to take it in and enjoy the moment, you know.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Well, that's really great, and you know you've given everybody it's been a really inspirational story because you're out telling your story and you're talking about important things that the kids should be thinking about as opposed to standing around in their house on their phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or sitting around in their house. If they're standing around, that's actually a step in the right direction. They're sitting around,
they're not, yeah,
or lying around and on their phone or you know, video. I actually have nothing against video games because video games do have another, there is some benefit, I think, in some cases to this, but there is not all, but in some. And this is just an opportunity for people to know, you know, get out, like you said, you and your siblings, you know, you get outside, go out and do something, go out and play baseball or go out and play football, basketball outside, whatever you can do, and it changes your outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well,
and so, I just really, if I can say one more thing,
sure.
I really, you know, tonight there's a sacredness to sport as well. You know, I think some people think, you know, this is so, you know, this nun went out and threw this pitch and as if they're like so counter to one another. It's really not. I mean, there's a ritual in sport. There's a ritual in spirituality and it goes hand in hand. You can't be a good, strong athlete without being centered in body, mind, and spirit. And there takes a real strong sense of, you have to be in touch with your spirit to be mindful and focused and do all that. And so, there's a lot of people here who are going to really enjoy all of this, and you know, it's not one or the other, it's both, and so I'm really looking forward to just having some good conversation and meeting people and kind of breaking down those stereotypes too.
Yeah. All right. Well, sister, thanks for representing Chicago so well, and Marian Catholic and the Chicago Catholic League and all that, because that's, you know, for people who've left Chicago, and you know, especially people who grew up in the Catholic League, it's you know, that those rivalries and those schools and that you know, that experience, you know, means a lot to a lot of people. So appreciate your work on behalf of all.
Thank you,
Mary Jo.
Thanks for having us on.
All right, thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Bye. Just hung up on the sister. No big deal.
She's got to win this.
I really hope she does.
All right, go vote. Can you? We'll look this up. We'll get you the exact place to vote here in a second. There's a couple different. I know we should be putting it up to WGN
Radio. There's definitely a link that we can post.
Yes, send that out. All right, let's find out right now from Kim, who's our own student athlete, what's happening at the top of the hour in the WGN newsroom.